news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Calling it a 50-state problem in need of federal help for the solution, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging the U.S. Senate and President Trump to act now to help states fill massive budget holes created by COVID-19. Whitmer also laid out her budget priorities on Thursday afternoon, with education funding at the top of the list, along with funding for public safety and worker protection as more of the economy opens back up.
There are no easy solutions here. There will be hard choices, but I am eager to work with the legislature to advocate for the support that we need from the federal government.
State Budget Director Chris Culp says facing a $6.2 billion loss for this and next fiscal year, the budget hole is not something that can be fixed by cuts.
The state's rainy day fund currently stands at just over $1.2 billion. Even if we used every single penny in that fund, we won't be able to solve or close our budget problem.
Culp says another revenue estimating conference will be held this summer and says it likely won't be possible for the legislature to have a budget passed and sent to the governor by July 1st, as required by law due to COVID-19 uncertainties. Michigan's Secretary of State branch offices will reopen on Monday by appointment only for essential transactions that are not available online. Announcement on Thursday said that beginning next week, all 131 branch offices in Michigan will be open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for certain transactions. Those include driver's license and state ID transactions that must be done in person, title transfers, operator, commercial driver's license, chauffeur, mechanic, and motorcycle testing, and seasonal commercial vehicle renewal. Branch staff will follow strict health and safety protocols, including wearing masks, standing 6 feet apart, using desk shields, and continuously disinfecting shared or common surfaces. Michigan is reporting 406 additional cases of COVID-19 for Thursday. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the total number of coronavirus cases in the state since the start of the pandemic is now 56,014. There are 38 additional deaths to report for Thursday, bringing that total to 5,372. Even as the numbers of new cases drop, Michigan's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Janae Caldun, says the threat remains.
We still need everyone to do their part with social distancing, wearing a mask, cleaning frequently touched surfaces often, and hand washing.
In southwest Michigan, the Berrien County Health Department says there are 6 new cases of the illness to report for Thursday, bringing that total up to 606. There's been one additional death, bringing that total to 49. The department says the patient was a woman over the age of 100 who had underlying medical conditions. 449 patients have recovered from COVID-19 in Berrien County. Cass County is reporting one additional case of coronavirus for Thursday, bringing that total to 80. Van Buren County reports 3 new cases, making that total to 134. Van Buren County has had 6 COVID-19 deaths, while Cass County has had 2. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.